Hey, welcome to D21 Go Sports. I'm Eason Durant, and in today's episode, we'll be talking about the NBA free agency and NBA and MLB news. Well, NBA news so far is basically the NBA free agency. Wanted to start this off with talking about Klay Thompson. Thompson has agreed to a 5-year, $190 million maximum contract to remain with the Golden State Warriors. The agreement was first reported by the San Francisco Chronicle. They offered him a maximum 5 years for a $190 million deal. Thompson is one of the NBA's best all-around and foundational talents for a franchise that's won 3 championships and reached 5 finals with him as a star performer. Despite suffering a torn ACL in his left knee in the NBA Finals, the Warriors were committed to keeping Thompson out of free agency and bringing the franchise new downtown San Francisco arena with Stephen Curry into the future. They also get D'Angelo Russell as a part of the sign and trade that made had Kevin Durant leaving with Kyrie Irving to go to the Nets. Kevin Durant, he planned to sign a 4-year contract worth up to $164 million. He will join Kyrie Irving and DeAndre Jordan. Irving will sign for 4 years, $141 million, and Jordan, 4 years, $40 million. As a part of the agreement to sign with Brooklyn, Durant and Irving are taking less than the max for going between $4 and $5 million each annually to allow Jordan to get $10 million annually. To sign Jordan, Irving would have to commit to a 4-year, $122 million contract. In the case of Durant, the injured forward's contract would come in at $137 million. However, Brooklyn can structure Durant and Irving's contracts to include 15% of unlikely bonuses in each year. If the bonuses are reached, both players would recoup lost earnings, getting Durant back to $164 million and Irving back to $141 million. Irving posted a video on Instagram Monday announcing that he was going to the Nets. In the video, Irving, who grew up in Montclair, New Jersey, said it has been a dream since he was in fourth grade to play with the Nets. When they went to the NBA Finals in 2013, the Nets played in New Jersey, where he was home. He said, "In my heart, I always knew I wanted to play at home. I wouldn't change anything about this journey. It's brought me back here, and that's home. And home is where my family is. Home is where I want my legacy to continue. And I'm happy to be in Brooklyn." Garrett Temple has also agreed to a 2-year, $10 million deal with the Brooklyn Nets. I can't believe the Knicks didn't even offer Kevin Durant a max contract. Kevin Durant wanted to go wherever Kyrie Irving was going, and it was reported that they talked about going places together before the last season even started. James, Kevin Durant is one of the greatest players right now in the NBA, and the Knicks didn't even offer him a max contract because they were worried about his Achilles. So what? You could get Kyrie and you could get Kevin Durant. 1 year or 2 years without Kevin Durant? That is a great steal for New York. They just have to wait 2 seasons for KD to recover, and they're a 7-8 seed in the East. They could, even without Durant, if they didn't have him, be that good. And then they get Kevin Durant and they get DeAndre Jordan, and they are a 1-3 seed caliber team. It's just very surprising how James Dolan didn't even think to offer him a max contract. That's just absurd. I don't get it. So the Blazers have agreed to trade center Hassan Whiteside. Oh, sorry, the Miami Heat have agreed to trade Hossein Whiteside to the Portland Trail Blazers for Mo Harkless and Myers Leonard. Portland gets a starting caliber center on an expiring deal as it awaits Jusuf Nurkić's return from a serious leg injury. The Heat are also finalizing a sign and trade deal with the 76ers to acquire Jimmy Butler. This would this trade frees up the space for Jimmy Butler to get a max deal. That was the only thing they needed to do. And talking more about it, the Miami is sending guard Josh Richardson to Philadelphia as a part of this deal. The other parts of the deal were still being negotiated Sunday night. the Dallas Mavericks had interest in acquiring Goran Dragic in this three-team construction, but they changed course. Dragic's agents, Bill Duffy, told ESPN's Ramona Shelburne. Duffy said in analyzing it, his salary was too high based on the other things they were trying to do. Out of respect for Dragic, the Heat are working with him and his representatives to find a trade partner by Saturday. Dallas has been pursuing perimeter help in free agency with an emphasis on tough defenders accomplished as three-point shooters. It has been an eventful 2 years for Butler, the number 30 pick in the 2011 draft. He developed into a three-time All-Star in the Windy City, only to be traded to Minnesota Timberwolves and Tom Thibodeau. Then after getting Minnesota to its first playoff appearance without Kevin Garnett on the roster, Butler requested a trade last fall. He finally landed in Philadelphia in exchange for Robert Covington and Dario Saric. In other news, the Warriors and Brooklyn Nets are finalizing a sign-and-trade deal, delivering All-Star guard D'Angelo Russell on a 4-year, $117 million contract to the Warriors. The deal is expected to be completed on July 6 when the NBA signing moratorium ends, sources said. The Warriors will include a future protected first-round pick to the Nets to help accommodate facilitating Golden State's ability to acquire Russell. The Nets will send Shabazz Napier and Trevor Graham to the Warriors in the deal as well. In other news, Austin Rivers has agreed to a 2-year deal to return to the Houston Rockets. Rivers' deal includes a player option in the second year, according to the source. In more news, Seth Curry has agreed to a 4-year, $32 million deal with the Dallas Mavericks. His agent, Alex Sturz of Octagon Sports, said this will be Curry's second stint with the Mavericks. He played in 70 games for them during the 2016-17 season, averaging nearly 13 points per game. In other news, the Dodgers' three aces make the All-Star team, and Ryu is set to start. Clayton Kershaw and Walker Buehler join Cody Bellinger and Ryu in the All-Star game. Houston pitchers Justin Verlander, Garrett Cole, and Ryan Pressly were also added to the All-Star team Sunday, giving the Astros six All-Stars, the most in the majors. Alex Bregman and George Springer and Michael Brantley had already been voted in as American League starters. Manager Alex Cora's AL squad also added Aroldis Chapman to its pitching staff, as well as starters as Lucas Giolito of the Chicago White Sox and Jake Arizio of the Minnesota Twins. Mike Minor of the Texas Rangers and Charlie Morton of the Tampa Bay Rays, and Marcus Stroman, Shane Green, Brad Hand, and John Means round out the pitchers. Cora also gets two players from his team, Mookie Betts and designated hitter J.D. Martinez, as well as Francisco Lindor. The starters for the NL squad are Wilson Contreras, Freddie Freeman, Ketel Marte, Nolan Arenado, Javier Baez, Ronald Acuna Jr., Cody Bellinger, and Christian Yelich. The pitchers are, The National League reserves are Yasmani Grandal, J.T. Romito, Pete Alonso, Josh Bell, Mike Moustakas, Anthony Rendon, Chris Bryant, Paul DeJong, Trevor Story, Charlie Blackman, David Dahl, and Jeff McNeil. The American League starters are Gary Sanchez, Carlos Santana, DJ LeMahieu, Alex Bregman, George Blanco, Michael Brantley, George Springer, Mike Trout, and Hunter Pence. The American League reserves are James McCann, Jose Abreu, Daniel Vogelbach, Tommy La Stella, Matt Chapman, Francisco Lindor, Mookie Betts, Joey Gallo, Austin Meadows, and Whit Merrifield and J.D. Martinez. Well, thanks for listening to E2One Go Sports. This has been an eventful first day of team signings for free agency. We'll see you in the next episode, and thank you for listening. As always, I'm Easton Durant.